We begin the current daf, Mesech the Shabbos daf Chavav, we begin the Amid Beis. We begin with Tez Divim Aslat, as it begins the words of the Gemara, Shimon the Lazar, Vatan de Rebbe Shmuel, Amr Dabar Echad, they're saying the same thing. Tez comes to explain the exact halacha for what we call Shar Begadim, other garments, and according to Reb Shimon Lazar, and according to Tan de Rebbe Shmuel. That is, the Gemara brought that Reb Shimon Lazar said a halacha that anything that comes out of eights, like canvas or cotton, there's no halacha of tuma of sholosh al sholosh, meaning if it's 3x3 finger breadths, it's not makabel tuma. And hence, by default, you're allowed to use it for schach, except for pishtun, which is makabel tuma, and therefore you're not allowed to use it for schach. And says the Gemara that's like the time of Rabbi Shmuel, and this is how Abai explains it, because he learns that from a pasuk that specifically a beged only of tzemer, pishtun, of wool, linen is makabel tuma, and not other garments. Now, so therefore, by extension, Abai, who's saying this interpretation, he's learning when Reb Shimon Lazar says, whatever is yetzim in the eight doesn't necessarily mean what comes out of the wood only. It means anything that's not wool or linen has this halacha. It's just that because regarding the laws of schach, as Rashi explains, we wanted to say it regarding yetzim in the eight, which that's the law as it relates specifically to schach. Therefore, we say it regarding the tumas begadim, but really it's every shar beged, besides for tzemer pishtim, is not makabel tuma by shalosh al shalosh. Now, but however, what bothers Tesis is like this. Vim Tema Tesis says, if you're going to say, Tesis asks to take a second look, because although that's how we interpret the halacha according to Abayim, but there's a difficulty, because ultimately, according to Abayim, kiven the b'shar begodim, since ultimately, at the end of the day, all other garments, afila shlesha shlesha talib shimin lazer, that not only when there's 3x3 finger breadths, the way Abayim explains it, it's even if it's 3x3 tefachim. According to Bisham al-Lazar, he holds that the other garments are going to be tar if it's not Semer Pishtim. So then, my nakat shalosh shalosh. So then, why is Reb Shimon al-Lazar saying his halacha of 3x3 finger breadth? But it comes out that since he holds like Tanya Reb Shmuel, that any garment that's not Semer Pishtim, even if it's 3x3 tfachim, is not makabel tuma. So why is he saying the lower shear, the lesser shear, when they could say the bigger chiddush of even shleisha al shleisha of tvachim, not just of shalosh al shalosh of its boys? So Tirtzah Rav Pyrus, Rav Pyrus explains that the nakat shalosh al shalosh, you're right, it's even by shleisha al shleisha, the way Abai explains it, because both of these tanoim are saying the same idea. But so why is Reb Shimon Lazar say specifically shalosh al shalosh of its boys? It's not for the resha part of his halacha, but it's for the safer part, mishum pishtun, because of flax. Now we're saying that flax is an exception to that rule. Now fill a shalosh al shalosh. Tell me, even when it's the smaller shear of even a 3x3 finger breadth, that yes, whatever is yaitim the aids does not have the halacha of shalosh al shalosh at spice, but we're saying that pishtun will have. So for that, it's a stringency, and therefore we're saying it by the shalosh al shalosh. But you're right, the other halacha, that of the other begadim, don't have it. They don't have it even by shalosh al shalosh, but by pishtun we're coming to say the chiddush. That's why we say shalosh al shalosh, that even over there it's going to have that it can be mekabel tuma. Now, what's bothering Tais is, V'avagav damal kaman, although the Gemara later on in the Chav Zayin Mabez tells us, Shimon ben Elazar v'sumchis, this Reb Shimon Elazar that we're discussing over here, and sumchis, Amr Davar Echad, they say the same thing, which is, damal sumchis, sumchis says, Sichecha b'tovay, if someone makes schach out of linen, out of flax that's spun, so although it wasn't woven yet, it wasn't arug, but it's and to be prepared for weaving into a garment, to stitch into a garment, as long as it's spun, says Sumchis that Psula, it's invalid to be used for Schach, because it's already Mekabel Tuma. And the Gemara is saying that that's like Reb Shimon al-Lazar, who he's saying that, yeah, Pishtun is Mekabel Tuma. Problem is, says Taisis Mashmid, sounds like the Kama Hacha Chutz Mi Pishtun, that here when it says in his Halacha, except for flax, Hainu Tavi, that means to say, even when it's spun, V'loi Beged. In other words, you're coming to tell me that his primary halacha of saying Shalosh al Shalosh was to tell you, oh, no, other begadim writes, even by Shalosh al Shalosh, it's not Mekabel Tuma. So why does he pick Shalosh al Shalosh? Oh, that's for the Pishtun to say that it's going to be Mekabel Tuma. But how could you say that when we see his halacha is of Chutz Mi Pishtun, as the Gemara later on says in regards to his comparison to Samchas? It's not anything regarding a garment, which you want to say the garment is Mekabel Tuma, even when there's 3x3 finger breadths. Nothing to do with a garment. Even if it's just spun, it's already Mekabel Tuma. So how could you say that his primary halach of Shalosh HaShalosh is regarding Chutz Mi Pishtun, when Chutz Mi Pishtun has nothing to do with a garment, it could even be just spun? So Tais Yishim, what you could say is, the Iker Milsei Ayri Bebigdei Pishtun. No, the truth is, like we answered before, his primary halach was talking about regarding garments of linen, which that's what we said, that the shear is even 3x3 finger breadths, that it's going to have the halacha of that it's Mekabel Tuma. And therefore, that's why he said Gimel al Gimel, meaning a Shalish al Shalish of its bais, and not Shalish al Shalish Tvach. But still, Mikamakam Daik Lekamon, which that's where the question's from, and still the Gemara infers later on that Rabbi Shimon loves the Hotzek Sumchas, where, what do you mean, garments of even 3x3 finger breadths, even just threads of linen that were spun in Makabal Tama. Yes, that, although his primary halacha, like we said, was said regarding a beged of Shalish al Shalish, but Medelei come from the fact they were Medaik, that he doesn't say in his words, Chutz mi beged pishtan, he doesn't say besides a garment of linen. He just says, Chutz mi pishtan. So the Gemara is Medaik de betavi name ari, that he's also talking about by spun linen. But his primary halacha was said regarding a beged. Regarding a beged, it's even by Shalish al Shalish its bais. But you're right, it could even be by spun linen, even if it's not a garment at all. But now to ask a more fundamental question on Abaya. Vimtaima. If you're going to say, my duchke da Abaya, what was pushing Abaya? Lo'okma de tana shalash shalash. He was coming to explain Rabbi Shimon Elazar to say that when he says shalash shalash, although the simple translation sounds like that, oh, what are we saying? Shar begadim do not have a halacha b'mekabel tama. It's 3x3 finger breadth, but that it would have the greater share of shleisha shleisha tvachim of hand breadths. No, Abaya says no. It's not mekabel tama even by shleisha shleisha tvachim. But as we explain, so what is shleisha shleisha saying? That's mishum pishdon. That's to say the contrast that oh, but by pishdon is mekabel tama even by 3x3 finger breadths. What pushed Abaya to say that? V'leima d'davka nakat. Why didn't he say that? No, Rabbi Shimon Elazar specifically picked, yes, other garments, a nama kabotoma by 3x3 finger breadth, that 3x3 finger breadth, but it is makabotoma by 3x3 tvachim. Kamesha Marava, like Rava, as the Gemara continues, disagrees with Abaya and explains that no, the halacha Rabbi Shimon Elazar explicitly was saying that shar begadim are not makabotoma only by shalash shalash etz bais. But it is mekabel tuma, and that would be the most simple reading of his words. What pushed Abaya to interpret it the way he does? It says Taisa rejects an approach. If you think that reason why he did that was because he wanted to make that both opinions should not be disagreeing with each other, as his words are that amr dover echad, they say the same thing. So Taisa rejects that because Abaya gufe kam lekaman. Abaya himself later on the Gemara brings that the high tan Rabbi Shmuel ma big meidach tan Rabbi Shmuel. That the anyway is going to be stuck in the machlekes where he says that from the oy beged the tan Rabbi Shmuel says that other begadim are makabel tama. So that disagrees with this tan Rabbi Shmuel. So if so why didn't Abaya say over here that this Rabbi Lazar is like the other Tanya Rabbi Shmuel and he's disagreeing with this Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, and that would be the more simple translation of the words of Rabbi Shimon Lazar. So says Taisi, what you could say is because this real Abaya had the following svara, following the logic. It says Had the Marmal Kamon Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Shabbat God and this that. You want to say that, oh, why didn't he say that you'll read Rib Shimon Elazar as simply translated, and then he'll be like the other Tan Rib Shmuel, but not like this one, which, as Rava says, you know why he couldn't say that? Because the other Tan Rib Shmuel that, yeah, comes to include other begadim, Abaya held Haina full of Shalash al Shalash. He's including other garments, even for the smaller shear of 3x3 finger breadths. And you know why? And therefore, that's why he couldn't say Rib Shimon Elazar over here is like that Tan Rib Shmuel. Because Vasabi he held, the shar begadim, other garments, meaning not tzemer pishtim, oyye ben tuma kamei b'tzemer pishtim, is he's in there, so like a all or nothing. Either it's going to be that it's going to have the laws of tuma like wool and linen, that even 3x3 finger breadths is going to be mekabel tuma, and that's how he understood the tanya Rabbi Shmuel that's brought later on. Oyye tayim legamri, or they're going to be totally tar, even if it's a complete garment. And that's the tanya Rabbi Shmuel over here. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who holds that 3x3 finger breadths are going to be tar, he wouldn't be able to be like the Tanya Rishma later on, who holds that it's totally Tameh, like Tzemer Pishtim. And therefore, he had to reinterpret the words of Rabbi Shimon Elazar, that it's going to be at least like the Tanya Rishma over here, that actually he held that it's not going to have any Tameh whatsoever, not only not Shalash Shalash's Bais, but even Shalash Shalash's Tvachim. So Tosis told us the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Elazar is actually not only Begadim, it's even, as the Gemara says later on, by spun linen, that it's going to be called Tameh, but the reason why we say over here was regarding the shalash shalash etz bayis of his primary halacha, which was said regarding begadim, and the Tan Rabbi Shmuel brought later on holds the mekabel tuma even by 3x3 etz bayis, and again that's why he reinterpreted saying that it's like the Rabbi Shimon Elazar is like the Tan Rabbi Shmuel over here, which is that he holds all the way that it's not mekabel tuma whatsoever. That was the opinion of Abaya, That's why when he says shalish al shalish was regarding the chutz mi pishtim, but not regarding the primary halacha of shar begadim. The next taste of maskal taste begins with the words of the Gemara that hashda, if you find the behesh shasiv or mitame, that regarding even the thread, the woof and the warp thread, which is the latitude and the longitude and the little threads, then mekabel tamam. So Tais explains what's the kabel chema, which the Gemara is bringing. Tais is quoting it from a kabel chema in the Gemara. The Braisa brought that a garment that's from Temer Pishtim is metame ben agoyim, even by 3x3 fingerprints. And how do we know this? From a ribui of vahabegin. So the Gemara asks, why are you saying that's what the pasuk is coming to tell you? Maybe it's coming to include shleish or shleish tfachim by shar begadim that's mekabel tamam. By Tzemer Peshtim. So the Gemara says, no, for Shleish HaShe Tvachim, you don't need a Pasuk, that's a Kabel Chaymer. If the threads of Shasi and Erev of Tzemer Peshtim, as the Pasuk said explicitly, are Mekabel Tumam, where they have a measurement that you could weave a garment to 3x3 Tvachim, so for sure, when you actually have a woven garment, 3x3 Tvachim, for sure it's Mekabel Tumam. Now, Tema Lari, the Re wonders as follows. What's the Kabel Chaymer? Demaha Ditnam Beperek Yudavdin Negaim. Maybe this that the Mishnah says in Negaim. That kami hebe beki biyatame, how much should be on this wooden tool, which they have this spool of thread when it's being spun around this tool, this pekia, that the Tana explains that it has to have enough thread, biyatame, that it should be called tame, is kidei larig b'sholosh sholosh, that you could weave a small garment of 3x3 finger breadths. Says Taisus, maybe that halacha was hainu basa de kimon ba'arig only after we already established halacha by a woven garment, the mitam b'shalosh shalish, where it's makabel tumah by 3x3. So then we know that for sure the same is going to apply. Not for sure, but then we know this halacha of the shasi b'arig too. But like in our Gemara, as we're asking the question, as long as we don't know regarding the actual woven garment, that 3x3 finger is makabel tumah. So maybe gam shasavar v'lei tamis, and maybe then we would also say that the shasavar is not going to be makabel tumah. Elke shiyah kedei larik by harba, unless you have enough to actually weave a lot, to like, let's say, weave a whole garment. So v'mkein, so we're back to the question. Heicha, we have a question. Heicha asa shleish al shleish makabel chaim in the shasavar. What's the kabel chaim of, oh, what do you mean? If shasavar is makabel tumah, for sure shleish al shleish, no. Because his taste is for ones, a teretz in his question, although there's a Mishnah that says that even shalish or shalish, if you have enough thread, that's makabel tumah, but maybe that's only after we know the fact that our Gemara is asking on that there is a law of tumah of shalish or shalish tzbayis on a garment. So then we say the same is going to apply by shasiv arv. But at this point in the Gemara, we don't know yet that shasiv arv is going to be makabel tumah of the shir of kedilar gimel gimel, because we don't know yet that a garment itself, that it's even woven, is mekabel tumah b'shleish shleish tvachim. So what are you saying? It's a kabel chaymer. Maybe there's no kabel chaymer because who said shasavar has this halacha itself that you bring kabel chaymer from it? Maybe it's only when you have so much thread that you can weave a large garment. Okay, that's why the shasavar of thread is even mekabel the tumah. But who said the same thing can apply to a garment of, let's say, shleish shleish tvachim? So for tier 3, the re-answer is the nearly la shasavar, because the Gemara understood the logic. The arg shleish shleishim, a garment woven 3x3 tvachim, which is the subject we're discussing here for the kabel chaim, is adif mishasi be'erev, and therefore it's a kabel chaim. It's better than the thread. I feel like they learn by elf al elf. Even if you have enough thread to weave a garment 1,000 by 1,000, it doesn't make a difference, because a woven garment is still more chashim, and therefore, if we find the pasuk that the threads of shasiv arv, yeah, I don't care about the Mishnah and the Gaim. Maybe even if it has to be enough to weave 1,000 amas by 1,000, it doesn't make a difference. For sure, if that's going to have a lach of tumah, for sure an actual woven garment of 3x3 tvachim is mekabel tumah, therefore that's the kabel chaimer. Now, well, the Rashbin there, so the Rashbin appears, the vade bebeged shaykh lechalik b'shira, he says as follows, he says, a garment, most definitely, we can differentiate in the measurements between 3x3 that's makabel tumah to, let's say, less than that. The reason is mishum the kasav rechem on the beged, because the Torah writes a garment to mashma beged shalom, where that sounds like a complete garment. Less than that measurement is not fit to be a garment. Of a shasi va'arev, but he explains, but regarding thread, hashir talib esvara, the measurement is contingent on logic. And the vahainu, shalosh shalosh, logic would dictate to us that if it has enough to weave a garment, a 3x3 finger breadths, the chazia filashim, where that's enough thread that's even worthy for wealthy people, where although in the Gemara we say shalosh shalosh tzbayis of a garment is not worthy, only shalosh shalosh tvachim, but when you're talking about thread, not a garment, That's fit even for wealthy people, though. Chazilitz the roof of the Beged Gadol, because you could use that thread to combine it even to a large garment. And therefore, the Rashba essentially is answering the question that even before we knew that a woven garment is Mekabel Tumah by three, we knew out of logic, by logic, that the thread of the Shasavarv is Mekabel Tumah if it has enough to weave three by three, because you could combine it to a large garment. And therefore, the Kavachem was going to be there even before we knew the Halacha, the Mishnah Masechtas Negayim, meaning that was there even before we knew the garment of 3x3 Tefachim, and therefore that was the Gemara's question to say, not the Gemara's question, the Gemara's answer to say, you don't need a Reba for 3x3 Tefachim, because you know the Kabel Chaymer from Shasib Arv. Now, we're doing next Taisis, which some even explained this, that it's actually a continuation, but it's a continuation of the theme of the previous Taisis. Taisis begins with the words of the Gemara that we mentioned, Asib Kabel Chaymer, that we know this from a Kabel Chaymer, which Taisis proves that a garment 3x3 Tefachim is like a complete garment, and you don't even really need a Kabel Chaymer. That is, the Gemara brought, as we mentioned before, that a beggar of 3x3 Tefachim, that's fit for the Gemara says, for the poor and for the wealthy, and therefore you know it's Metam of the Goyim, a Kabel Chaymer from the Shasiv Arv threads. If there, the Pasuk says, if it's Temer Fishtim, it's Mekabel Tumah. For sure, if it's actual woven garment of 3x3, it's Mekabel Tumah. In contrast, the beggar of Gimel Gilad Spice, where that's only fit for the poor people, that you wouldn't know from a Kabel Chaymer, that's what the Gemara says you need to know from the Reba of HaBeged. Now, Taisa brings that Mefarsha Rav Pyrus, he explains, the high Kabel Chaymer, really, loinokad el harvacha de milsa. It's only brought in what's called what ravcha de milsa. It's just like an extra gain, like why not? But truthfully, he says, ubalav Kabel Chaymer nami einzarech riba l'shlesha shlesha. Really, without this Kabel Chaymer from the Shasiv Arv threads, really, you don't need a special ribui, inclusion, to say that a garment of 3x3 tfachim is mekabel tumav neglen. Why? It says simply because the kibun of chazal nimel hashirim, since a garment of 3x3 tefachim is fit for all class types, for the poor, for the wealthy, so beged chashuv, it's considered a distinct garment, because, like he explains, the mali shlesha shlesha, what's the difference of a 3x3 tefachim? Mali dalad hay amas, whether it's 4 or 5 amas, kibun shagam zero kamayzed, just like this size is worthy, just like this size. So, just like a large garment, we know is makabel tumah of negayim, because it's a beged, which the Torah mentions, for sure I know 3x3 tefachim, and if I don't need a kabel chaymer to include it, it's inherent in being a beged. And v'cheimuchim and debri Rava, so too says Tais, it's obvious from the words of Rava, that he says, shlesha, shlesha b'shar b'godim. He says, how do you know 3x3 tefachim by other garments, other not wool and linen? You know it, oi beged, from the ribu of oi beged. Now, so that asks Tais, where does Rava know this from oi beged? Dima yitzach krala beged shalim. Maybe the pasuk that were coming to include other garments, which we don't know from the garment, well, let's say shratzim, is not coming to tell you 3x3 tefachim, maybe it's coming to tell you a whole garment. It says Taisis Alma. So you see from Rava that Mashmid sounds like the Inchilik bein Beged Shalom. There's no difference between a complete garment Lishlesha Shlesha to 3x3 Tvachim. Because since it's considered a shear of a Beged Chashim, so if a Beged, if a complete Beged is Mekabel Tumah, so too is 3x3 Tvachim. And Bechein Abaya, so too says Taisis, we find by Abaya. The Muki Oy Beged, he explains, oh, he disagrees with Rava. He says, what do you learn from Oy Beged is Lishalash al Shalish Betsemer Pishtim? It's coming to include 3x3 finger breadths for wool and linen, the Betamah b'shratzim, because he says you don't know it from the Goyim, you have to have a special limud that's Mekabel Tumah by Shratzim. V'loy Muki l'shleisha l'shleisha, and he doesn't explain it regarding 3x3 Tfachim. Why doesn't he say, maybe it's coming to tell you only a bigger shear of Tzemer Pishnam of 3x3 Tfachim, hand breath? How do you know it's finger breaths? Oh, it says Taisis Mishum Dishlesha Shleisha B'chal Beged. He says because that's included in the way the pasuk tells you if a dead sheret touches a beged, that's already including 3x3 tefachim. And therefore, v'lo yitzarech ribui, you don't need a ribui. And therefore, he says the only thing you need a ribui for is shleisha shalosh shalosh etzbayis. And that's again the same svar we were saying all along. Chemashma my deparach. So this says Taisis sounds like from the Gemara's question. When the Gemara says ve'ema ki imid, maybe say then when are we excluding other garments? From when it says in the Pasuk Temer Pishnim, it's specifically Mishalash Shalish, is only for 3x3 finger breadths. But when this would be 3x3 Tfachim, maybe Sharbagadim would be Mekabel Tumah. And so he says, Visham Afarish, and then I'm going to explain, which Tais explains this in the next Tais, is Divrei Maskil Ve'ema, that essentially what he says is that since you could say that the Ribui for other garments, that's Mekabel Tumah, is going on 3x3 Tfachim and not on 3x3 finger breadths, so what do you need? A miut that's not Mekabel Tumah. So obviously, and this is what Taisa is explaining, which I'll explain better in the next Taisa, is that obviously that no, a 3x3 Tefachim, that's like a regular Beged. You don't need a Reba that's Makabel Tumah. And therefore, if you're going to have a Reba, you would have thought to say the Reba is going on three by three finger breadths by other garments. That's why you need a Miut to say that it's not Makabel Tumah. We'll explain that in the next Taisa. But that's, again, the same idea where three by three tfachim is really, you don't need any Rebuyim. It's really like whenever you say Halacha Bebege, that automatically includes three by three tfachim. However, so although Rav Pyrrha said that really you don't really need the Kavuchem, it's only Rav Chod de Milsa, but Tais actually says, Yeshli Asha, what you could explain is, no, the Itzroch Kavuchem. It's not just extra. You actually need the Kavuchem from the Shasiv Erev threads that it's Makabel Tumah. Why? Because the Ilav Kavuchem, if not for the Kavuchem, I have a mean a Beged, I would have thought to say when it says garment, Mashma Beged Shalom, that would sound like a complete garment. In contrast to when it's just the three by three Tfachim, yes, it's a chash v'shir, but it's not a complete garment. It's not a makabel tumah, and therefore you need the kavuchem. But as Tais was proving all along, yes, everything we brought in proofs are still correct because I will hash to dig a kavuchem, and now that there is a kavuchem, so galilan, so that what it's revealing to us is the through the kavuchem, the b'chal makom nechse beged, wherever it does say beged, have a shleisha shleisha, it is three by three tvachim, which was like we proved from Abaye and Rava that yes, it automatically does mean shleisha shleisha, but that we only know because we have the kavuchem, and therefore Tais says that possibly you do need the kavuchem. Turn next Tais to Maskel. Tais begins the words of the Gemara, the Ema and say. Maybe it's coming to tell you to include when it's at least 3x3 tfachim by other garments. Ritais explains what's the Gemara's question. Where the Gemara had brought that a garment of 3x3 tfachim, which is appropriate for the wealthy and for the poor, we learn out that it's makabel tumah by negoim. We know it's a kabel chaymer from the threads of the shasi v'arv. What about 3x3 finger breadths, which is only fit for the paupers? That needs a special ribuy of the pasuk v'habeged. The Gemara asks, maybe say that the pasuk of v'habeged derib is coming to include not only tzemer pishtim, maybe it's other begadim by 3x3 tfachim. So Pishba Kuntrasi explains what that means to say is, but what do you mean? Didn't you say you needed for 3x3 finger breadths? No. Rashi explains what the Gemara's question is. I was shalish shalish, but tzemer pishtim, because 3x3 finger breadths by wool and linen, also makavochemer. That we would know from a kavochemer, also from the chutei shasiv arv des makabel tumah. And therefore, that's part of the Gemara's question to say, and so therefore, maybe the Rebbe is telling you, shar begadim v'shleisha shleisha tfach. Which Tais says, Valeni here, that doesn't seem to be the correct interpretation. Because the Amar and the Gemara already established just before, Kivin Lechazilan Nim Lashirim, since Kimal Gimlat's Bais is not fit for also the wealthy. So Layaz Makavachim, the Gemara just said clearly that you cannot learn enough of Makavachim. So how could the Gemara's next question be contingent on saying that Shalash Shalash's Bais would be learned enough of Makavachim? So then Venir Lefarish Tais says, the interpretation is as follows. Dachi Pach, this is the Gemara's question. Veima say that the pasuk is l'rabba shleisha shleisha. What do you mean? How could we come into include 3x3 of other garments if it already is being used for shleisha shleisha tzbais? So Taisus says, Pirish, what the Gemara is asking is, shenir b'shleisha shleisha b'shar b'gadim. Yes, it should come to include 3x3 hand breadths by other garments. Why? Doleka mi'uta l'mi'utinu. Because you don't have any mi'ut in the pasuk that's coming to exclude it, that they're not makabel tumah. And the pasuk that says v'tzemer upishtim, which seems to say no, it's specifically wool and linen, that's asli limiute shar begadim mishalash hashalash. That's coming to include other garments only from the halacha of 3x3 finger breadths. That deer it's not makabel tumah. That's Chase explains. The ilav tzemer pishtim, because if we didn't have tzemer pishtim, have a marbina and mechal begadim, we would actually come to include all garments. Not only Tzemer Pishtim, Mivaha Beged, from the Reboy of Vaha Beged, which would even come to tell us, Shalash Shal Shalish, 3x3 finger breaths. Because Kiv in the cross stomach service, since the Pasuk just says, in general, unspecified, a garment, so we would come to say that's coming to include everything for 3x3 finger breaths. Therefore, you need the Pasuk that says Tzemer Pishtim to exclude 3x3 finger breaths by other garments. It's not makabel tumah. But maybe 3x3 tfachim, you don't have a miut. So therefore, that's the Gemara's question. Maybe say that the pachas is coming to include even shar begadim, shleisha shleisha, that's makabel tumah. Now, umishanya, that the Gemara answers that no, it's tzemer pishtim, because it says tzemer pishtim, which comes to include other garments, even if it's 3x3 tfachim. Now, Batesi explains, v'amataritz lehevin kushelsi. The one who is answering didn't understand the question, meaning like as Tosi explains about Yisava, he thought Shamak Shalayada Tzemer Pishtim Ksib. He thought that he didn't know that it says Tzemer Pishtim, and therefore he's saying it says Tzemer Pishtim. Therefore, the questioner repeats his question to clarify, and he says, Ema, what I'm saying is, I know it says Semer Pishtim, but maybe Kiyimit, when Semer Pishtim is coming to exclude, is coming to exclude Mishalish al Shalish from 3x3 finger breaths, but maybe Shalish al Shalisha, Tfachim, is Makabot Tumam Bashabagodim, which Taisa says, really, Hainu Kusher Rishonim, that was the original question. The questioner knew about Semer Pishtim. He was just saying that it should go to Shalish al Shalish at Spice. But the answer didn't, the Matarits didn't understand that. He was like, what are you asking? How could you say other Bagodim? It says Semer Pishtim. So Hainu Kusher Rishonim, the Elisha Mefarash Hate Division is coming to explain better. And that's what the Gemara comes to say, is ultimately that it says Semer Pishtim two times. The next test of Masal test begins with the words of the Gemara, the Amen say, Ki Imit, when it's coming to exclude, is only Mishalish al Shalish, by three finger breaths. Which Tesis brings another proof regarding what he mentioned before in the prior Tesis, that 3x3 Tfachim is like a regular Beged. The Gemara brought that we exclude from the Pasuk of, and it says a Beged Semer Pishtim, that specifically their Makabot Tumah by Nagoyim, but other garments, even if they have 3x3 Tvachim, is not Makabot Tumah. That the Gemara asks, wait, maybe say when you're excluding other garments, is specifically from the more stringent shear of 3x3 Etzbais. But 3x3 Tvachim, maybe we should include from the Reboy of the Habeged is Makabot Tumah. So this Tais Mikan Nami Mashma. From here's another proof, Kipir Sharav Pirus, like we brought in the previous Taisus, and Tibir Maschal Asi, the Shleisha Shleisha, because 3x3 Tvachim, Habachlal Beged. He said that's really included in the general terminology of garment. And like he said, the whole Kavachem to learn enough from Chasiv Arba is only Laharvacha de Milzanakat, was only like as an extra boost, but really it's not the primary teaching. What's the proof from over here? Because the Ish Leisha, 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 Minami Beged, because if you don't really learn out 3x3 Tvachim from when it talks about a garment, Elam Kavachim, rather like the simple understanding of the Gemara was that you only know from a Kavachim or Simkein, if that would be the case, then my Parach. So what's the Gemara's question? Ki Imit, maybe when are we excluding other garments from when it says in the Pasuk Temer Pishim? That's specifically Mishalash al Shalish, that's by 3x3 finger breaths, by 3x3 Tvachim, even my other garments is Makabal Tumam. But then the question is, Matzarach Meat, why do you need a meat to exclude it? Why would you think in the first place that other garments by 3x3 finger breaths would be Makabal Tumah, that you need a pasuk to exclude it? Because as Tais explains, the Rebuya de Vahabeged, because the inclusionary terminology of Vahabeged, that it says, Bitsemer Pishtim in the pasuk by wool and linen, Muk Misla, you explained it, Afilah B'Shalash Al Shalish, that even by, that's coming to include even by 3x3 finger breaths. Why the Shleisha Shleisha Le Itzruch Bitsemer Pishtim? You tell me, because 3x3 Tfachim, you don't need the pasuk to tell you by Tzemer Pishtim. Don't make Kavachemer the Shasiv Arvasi, because you tell me you know it from a Kavachemer. And that's how you know it from. But then the question is, of Bashar Bagodim, and obviously other garments, the Layasav Kavachemer, where there is no Kavachemer, because the whole halacha, the Bashasiv Arav, which is the whole Kavachemer for 3x3 Tvachim, Behedik Siv Tzemer Pishtim, the Pasuk says that it's Makabal Tumah by the thread, is it says explicitly, is only if it's wool or linen. So then my other garments, where you don't have the Kavachemer, it's a Chribu Mevahabeged, then you're going to need an inclusionary terminology of Vahabeged, L'shalish al-shalish, which the Mefarshim explained the wording here should actually be L'shalish al-shalisha. You would have to have a special ribuy for 3x3 Tfachim, that's the Makabal Tumah, and not for 3x3 finger breaths, because you don't know it from Makabal Chaymer. So if so, then why do you need a miyud for 3x3 Etzbois, that's not Makabal Tumah? Why would you think it's included to say that you need a miyud? Because in 3x3 Tfachim, you need to have a ribuy. That's what Taisa is proving, obviously, that no, but other garments, 3x3 Tfachim, is like a regular garment that's Makabal Tumah, because it's a Beged. You don't need a Reba for that. Therefore, there was such an option, this is what we alluded to in that prior Taisa, that there was a tzad to say that the Reba was going on 3x3, it's boys by other garments. That's why we need a Mia to say that it's not Makabal Tumah. But a Mia, however, Taisa says that no, not necessarily such a proof. Because Shema HaMakshah Savah, maybe the Gemara who's asking the question held, the Yesh L'Rabbis B'Shah B'God M'Shalash Shalash, the reason why we're thinking to say that you would say to include other garments by 3x3 finger breaths, that you need a miyut to exclude it, is K'may B'Tzemeh Pishtim, because we would have thought to say that other garments is just like wool and linen. Because Kiv in the crust stomach says, since the Pasuk just says, unspecified, they were talking about a garment, so b'chad riba l'kula, so we would have said one riba is including all tzemer pishtim and all other garments in whatever it is, even by shalash shalash boys. Therefore, you need a mir to say to exclude shalash shalash, but maybe it's not excluding shalash shalash tvachim. But again, that wouldn't be necessarily a proof to for Rav Peretz' concept that you know Shleisha Shleisha from the word Beged, and that not that you don't need a special rebbe of a Kavol Chaimer, which again that Kavol Chaimer would only be by Tzemer Pishon, not by Shar Bagadim, and which that was Taisa's point that that's a raya, that wouldn't necessarily be because maybe we would know Shalash Shalash, and we would know Shleisha Shleisha and Shalash Shalash all from that one rebbe of the HaBeged. Then next Taisa the Maslot, this begins the words of the Gemara, Tremi Utek Sivi. Says two exclusionary terminologies, which just comes to explain why do you need two miutim. The Gemara brought, although we have a riboy of the habeged, what do we learn out from there? That even though we learn out that 3x3 finger breadths by beged and tzemer pishon the kabotum by nagoyim, and it's not necessarily a complete garment. Now, from the fact that it says two times tzemer pishon by beged, so from one we come to exclude 3x3 finger breaths by other begadim, that's not makabel tumah, and the other one would come to exclude 3x3 tvachim by other begadim, is not makabel tumah. That's the two miutim it says there in the Torah. Now, Taisus says, Vim Temi, if you're going to say, lishtik mirebuya de vahabeged, why do you need this riboy vahabeged? Just don't say that riboy vahabeged. Now, we were saying, why do you need the riboy vahabeged? Because we need to include shalash shalash etzbayis by Tzemer Pishnim. Says Taisus, that's why Taisus Vim Temet asked him to take a second look over here. He says, Va'akarach shalash shalash tami by Tzemer Pishnim. I don't need a riboy vahabeged. I know by default that there's a law of tuma of 3x3 finger breadths by Tzemer Pishnim. Why? Taisus says, I'll prove it to you. Dilav hachi, because if it wasn't that way, so tre miuti, two exclusions of other garments. Lomali, why do I need that? In other words, if you're telling me that 3x3 finger breadth by Tzemer Pishnim, which is the primary one that we're mentioning over here, which has the most stringent halachas, is not makabel tumah, for sure 3x3 it's bais, but other garments not makabel tumah. Why would I need a miut? Obviously, by default, if I'm coming to my mayid, gimel gimetz bais, by shar begadim, then obviously by Tzemer Pishnim, the kabel tumah. So then why do I need the pasuk of the riboy of abeged to include gimel gimel etz bais? So Rishabi says what you could say is no. Dilav ribui de vabeged, because if you didn't have the riboy vabeged to include gimel gimel etz bais by Tzemer Pishnim, have a makminan trimi ute, we would have explained as follows: the two miutim are actually what then we would say is larabais. We'll explain exactly how that's possible. We have two miutim of Tzemer Pishnim two times. That beged is only Tzemer Pishnim. We actually would have come to include Shleisha Shleisha B'Shabagadim, 3x3 Tvachim by other garments. How so? As Taisa explains. It's a famous Talmudic dictum of De'in Mir Achamir El Rabbis. When you have an exclusion and then another exclusion, it actually comes to include. So actually, I would have came to say that actually it's including Shabagadim for Shleisha Shleisha Tvachim. Which there's a gears over here which is contested if this belongs over here from the Taisi Yeshanim, where he says, V'libe mahasis, but my heart wonders about this. Heich noima, how can you say, De'in mir achamir el l'rabbis, shlesha, shlesha, b'shabu godma, how could you say that when you're coming to exclude two times, it's actually coming to include 3x3 tvachim other garments? And he says, V'yesin nir loima, it would actually seem more appropriate to say the opposite. Even the ikalok mishabat tremiuti, since it's actually appropriate to give two exclusions, which is actually coming to include, to exclude other garments, one by gimel gimetz bais and one by gimel gimetz tvachim, that actually lekele memdos l'rabbi, so you wouldn't be able to say that's coming to include. So be that as it may, that's some type of a hagah, a question on what Taisus is answering over here. But Taisus' answer continues, and he says, well, if that's the case, I would have thought to say, if you only have, without the riboy of habegin, I would have thought to say the two mi'utim actually coming to include, and therefore I would have said, v'shalash v'shalash b'tzemeh pishtim, that actually when you have 3x3 finger breadth by wool and linen, have min the tar. I would have thought to say that it's actually going to be tar, because you don't have a riboy of the habegin. And we said that there's two miyutim. No, we wouldn't have learned that there's two miyutim. We would have said that it's actually coming to say a ribui for gimel al gimel tfachim b'shar begadim. But says Taisus, Abahash nechsib ribui de vahabeged. But now that, as our Gemara is saying, we have the ribui of vahabeged to tell you the halacha of gimel al gimel tzbois by tzemer pishtim. So al karchach Hanach tre miutis, and obviously those two exclusions are asi lemuuti. They're coming to exclude, as our Gemara is saying, both gimel atzbayis and gimel tfachim, v'lav l'rabbis. Not like the way we had mentioned that we would have thought to say that it's a mirach mir and to be marbe the gimel gimel tfachim b'shar begadim, because as Taisa explains, the l'rabbis, because if you would think to say that it's coming to include 3x3 tfachim b'shar begadim, then you have the following difficulty. mevahabeged v'chad miyut, then just by having the word v'habeged and only one miyut, have a yadin, and I would have already known shleisha shleisha b'shab gadim, that actually that you would know already the halacha that 3x3 tefach of my other garments, that's makabel tumah, could depreciate la'el. Like we explained in the previous tesis, that 3x3 tefachim is like a complete baget. You don't need a riba for it. So therefore, by having the riba v'habeged, that it's coming to tell us that 3x3 etzbois by tzemer pishtim is makabel tumah. So then, when you have one miyut by other begadim that's not makabel tumah, I would know that's going on gimel gimel etzbois, and I would know by automatically that gimel gimel tefachim that you don't need that it would be makabel tumah. Which you don't need a pasuk to be mited. And therefore, if that's what's coming to tell me, I wouldn't have to say another miyut. Because you're saying, mirachami, we're coming to be marba. I wouldn't need that to be marba. I would know it by only saying one miyut. And I would include it in that's not the one that's being excluded, only the one of gimel, gimel, that's bais. So therefore, obviously, if we're saying the ribi v'abeged and we're having the tumiyutim, the ribi v'abeged is coming to include tzemer pishtim by gimel, that's bais, and the tumiyutim one's excluding trebogodim by gimel, that's bais, and the other one excluding it from gimel tfach. Now, but Taisa continues and says, Vim, tell me, if you're going to say, wait a second, I still have a question over here. Akati lishtig miribuya de v'abeged v'chad miyutim. We could have left out the ribi of v'abeged, and we could have left out another one of the mi'utim. We could have had only one time it's saying in the Torah, tzemer pishtim. Taisa explains this question, then I would know, the shar begadim, other garments, that it's not matam binagayim. I would know the exclusion of gimel gimel tzbayis and gimel gimel tzvachim, because from where would you come to say that's makabel tumah, that you need a pasuk to exclude it? You have no source. Avi would also know the tzemer pishtim etamim b'shalosh shalosh, that by tzemer pishtim it's makabel tumah even by 3x3 finger breadths, and I wouldn't need a pasuk of v'habeged devav to come to include it, because as Taisa explains, d'ilavachi, because if that wasn't the case, amai kaz rechamon the tumah klal b'beged tzemer pishtim, why does the Torah write it all aloch of tumah by a garment of tzemer pishtim? The shleisha shleisha shemina makabel chaimer the shasivar, because what do you mean? You don't have to tell me. I know by makabel chaimer that when it's 3x3 tefachim is makabel tumah from makabel chaimer of shasivar from the threads. Elavadai, rather it's obvious that when you say the pasuk of beged tzemer pishtim l'shalosh shalosh shasi, it's only come to include 3x3 finger breadths. So why do you need the habeged and one of the other miyutim? It would be enough just to say one time tzemer pishtim. So it says, what you could say is that no, you had to say the second time a beged tzemer pishtim, because the hashda de gali lang kra the shaykh tamed din goyim b'megadim. Because now that the pasuk is telling us, because he's saying it one time in the pasuk tzemer beged tzemer pishtim, and we're saying that it applies the halach of tamed din goyim b'megadim, so yalfinan hashir. So we learn out the measurement of 3x3 finger breadths shape b'kavu chaimer the shasiv arv. Okay, now we know that from kavu chaimer from shasiv arv. But it's only once you tell me that there is a halacha of tuma of negoim by begadim. But if he loved the chesiv tumas begadim, had it not written the tuma of begadim, lo yavi yafin mekavel chaimer the shaych tuma bebegad, we would not have known the kavel chaimer that it is even applicable to tuma by garments. Because why isn't that a kavel chaimer? Says Taisa, because to have a mean, I would have thought to say the in shaych nege el b'shasiv arv. I would actually say that no, it only applies tuma of negoim by threads, which are written in the pasuk, ay b'shasi abe'erv, which that sounds like only threads and not garments. Abbeged lo shayach nega. I would have thought to say that by garment is not applicable to tumah of negoim at all. The shema lo yava by nega klal, because maybe it's not going to have the halacha of negoim at all. In other words, that maybe the tumah of negoim is only by threads and not by garments. Therefore, you had to say in the pasuk explicitly abbeged tzemer pishtim to reveal that also by garments it applies to tumah of negoim not only by the threads of shasiv arv. And again, therefore, that answers Taisa's question, which Taisa was saying that just say one time tzemer pishtim, which would only come to say the miyut, and I would know that there's going to be a tumah of the garments of shleisha shleisha tefachim, and therefore you only need a teach regarding shalish al shalish. Says Taisa is not true, because you wouldn't know, because you would say that maybe there's no tumah of begadim at all. So therefore you have to say it, because you have to say shleisha shleisha, because you have to tell me that there is. And then you could come to include with the ribuy of the habeged of shalosh al shalosh etzbayis. And then we said that you need the tumiyutim to exclude the shar begadim of that of gimel gimel etzbayis and then gimel gimel tefachim.